The Temperance Watchman, May 24th, 1908. Typed. God bids his people blend harmoniously in their service for him, that they may work in Christ's lines. This last message of warning must be brought to the world, and there are continual calls for those who will go forth and carry the message to the missionary fields that are calling for help. There are some who cannot themselves go to these fields, but they can help with their means in the support of the work. Many can engage in the work of selling our periodicals. Thus, they can earn means for the work in foreign fields while sowing seeds of truth in the byways and hedges in the home field. Such labor will be blessed of God, and it will not be done in vain. Wherever you are, let your light shine forth. Hand our papers and pamphlets to those with whom you associate. When you are riding on the cars, visiting, conversing with your neighbors, and improve every opportunity to speak a word in season. The Holy Spirit will make the seed productive in some hearts. As a people, we should cultivate kindliness and courtesy in our association with those whom we meet. Let us avoid any abruptness of manner, and strive always to present the truth in an easy way. This truth means life, eternal life to the receiver. Study, therefore, to pass easily and courteously from subjects of a temporal nature to the spiritual and eternal. A most courteous manner characterized the work of the Savior. Seek in the most gentle way to introduce your mission. While walking by the way or seated by the wayside, you may drop into some heart the seed of truth. I have words of encouragement to speak in regard to the special number of The Watchman, which the Southern Publishing House is soon to bring out. I shall rejoice to see our conference's help in this work by taking a large number of this issue for circulation. Let there be no forbiddings placed upon the effort, but let all take hold to give this temperance number a wide circulation. There could not be a better time than now for a movement of this kind, when the temperance question is creating such widespread interest. Let our people everywhere take hold decidedly to let it be seen where we stand on the temperance question. Let everything possible be done to circulate strong, stirring appeals for the closing of the saloon. Let this paper be made a power for good. Our work for temperance is to be more spirited, more decided. Precious light will be given in the publications you scatter through the towns and cities. Your humble prayers, your unselfish activity will be blessed by God, and the truth, as it is in Jesus, will come to those who need it. The words that Christ spoke to men while he was in the world, he will speak again through his humble, faithful followers. Through them, he will give to men the bread of life and the waters of salvation. Brethren, take up this work in humility of heart. The simplicity of true godliness will cause you to be respected and will lead men and women to seek the source of your power. Believe, and you will receive the things you ask for. The Women's Christian Temperance Union is an organization with whose efforts for the spread of temperance principles we can heartily unite. The light has been given me that we are not to stand aloof from them. But, while there is to be no sacrifice of principle on our part, as far as possible, we are to unite with them in laboring for temperance reforms. My husband and I, in our labors, united with these temperance workers, and we had the joy of seeing several unite with us in the observance of the true Sabbath. Among them, there is a strong prejudice against us, but we will not remove this prejudice by standing aloof. God is testing us. We are to work with them when we can, and we can assuredly do this on the question of utterly closing the saloon. As the human agent submits his will to the will of God, the Holy Spirit will make the impression upon the hearts of those to whom he ministers. I have been shown that we are not to shun the Women's Christian Temperance Union workers. By uniting with them in behalf of total abstinence, we do not change our position regarding the observance of the seventh day, and we can show our appreciation of their position regarding the subject of temperance. By opening the door and inviting them to unite with us on the temperance question, we secure their help along temperance lines, and they, by uniting with us, will hear new truths which the Holy Spirit is waiting to impress upon hearts. My brethren, be workers together with Christ. Make every possible effort, in season and out of season, to spread the light of present truth. The Lord has taught us how safe is the cable that anchors us to the living rock. Here is an opportunity to labor for those who have truth on some points, but who on other points are not safely anchored. Keep in touch with the people wherever you can. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4, verse 8. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates and waiting at the posts of my doors. Proverbs 8, verse 34. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and shall not faint. Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31. In the day that I called, he answered me, and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Psalm 138, verse 3. I entreat every soul to seek for true conversion of heart, and then labor for the salvation of precious souls.